弟兄姐妹，大家下午好。
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
啊，你知道，这个如果你观察孩子的成长，哈。
If you know, if you observe the development of children.
他们在不同阶段时候都会说一些不同的话。
At different stages of their life, they say different things.
他们刚刚最小开始说最多的就是说，妈咪。
When they're infant stage, they say mommy.
然后是 daddy.
And then daddy.
然后在隔一阵子以后，他们说最多的话，你晓得是什么吗
？And then what's the next most common?
No, no.
Next most common word is no.
在隔了一个阶段以后，你发现他们的话，再常最常讲的话是不公平。
And then the next stage, after no, is not fair.
其实我们自己成长的过程当中，你却发现最后这一句话哈，就是到我们成长成年以后，我们还常常在讲。
If you notice, even when we are adults, the word not fair is quite often thought upon.
当我们看到别人他是含着金汤匙出生的时候
When we see other people who grew up with a silver spoon in their mouth.
当我们看到我们自己出生是贫寒之家的时候
And yet we are born in a poor family.
我们第一个感觉就是不公平
And our initial thought is life is not fair.
当我们看到别人练书只要练一遍他就可以把整章给他背下来的时候
And when we see other people who study only once and can memorize the entire chapter
而我们自己却要花一个礼拜都背不下来
And then we cannot even memorize it given a week
我们里头自然而然就说什么不公平
And then naturally inside of ourselves we say this is not fair
当我们看到有些人像我们当中好多长得那么帅的时候
And we see so many handsome looking guys in our fellowship
当我们两个在台上这么虽然不能说丑但实在是不帅我们里头就有一个不公平
And then Uncle Paul and I thought that life is not fair because we are so much lesser looking we're not as good looking
你知道许多时候当我们有这不公平的感觉的时候都是觉得是神对不起我
When we have thoughts of unfairness, we often think God is unfair towards me.
当你有这种不公平的时候，当你是那个好的那一方的时候，你绝对不会感觉不公平啊。
But when you're on the better side of things, you will never say life is unfair.
当你在校园里头，在大学的时候，你就开着最豪华的跑车的时候。
If you are driving the best sports car in your campus.
你看到你的同学不是在走路就在骑着脚踏车的时候你觉得生活本来就应该如此的
Yeah, when you see your classmates are either walking or biking you say to yourself life is like this
当你非常轻松每一门课都拿 A plus 的时候
If you can get straight A pluses for every single class
你看到别人都拿 C 拿 F 的时候
while,
你觉得本来就该如此嘛
While your classmates or friends are getting C's andFs, you say life is just like this.
只有当你觉得你自己不行的时候，你觉得不公平。
But when you feel that you yourselves are incapable, you say life is unfair.
当你比别人强的时候，你不会觉得不公平的。
But when you're better than other people, you don't think life is not fair.
但是所有这里头讲的不公平，我们都会发现，其实这都很短暂的。
But if you truly think that this fairness is all short-lived.
多少有钱人家的儿女最后落到什么光景
So many rich people's kids at the end of their life they become something else
我们当中现在坐下面很帅的那些人60年以后我跟你讲都是糟老头
All the handsome kids now sitting among us 60 years later they'll just become another old man
是不是所以说我们在想这些所有不公平的事都是从我来出发但所有这些不公平的事情其实都是很短暂的
So all these sources all these unfairness orient from us but they're all so short-lived
但是有一件事情神是非常非常公平的
But there's one thing that God is extremely fair
什么事就是我们每一个人所每一天得到的时间都是一样的
But that is every single one of us will receive the same amount of time every single day.
你不管你多飞黄腾达，你一天二十四小时。
No matter how rich or successful you are, you only have 24 hours a day.
不管你今天多么的落魄，你一天还是二十四小时。
Or if you are so pathetic, you still have 24 hours.
这是非常公平的。
This is really fair.
那今天问题是在哪里？
What is the problem today?
你如何使用这24小时就决定你过什么样的日子。
How you utilize these 24 hours will determine what kind of lifestyle you have, or life you have.
你今天到你认识的朋友当中问一问。
Go ask all your friends today.
问他忙不忙。
Ask him, are you busy?
不管你是问大人也好。
No matter if you ask adults.
或者是像问我们当中的年轻人也好。
Or some teenagers among us.
你问他忙不忙。
If you ask him, are they busy?
我告诉你他回答都是一样的。
Their answer will all be the same.
忙死了。
So busy.
但是你再问他，你忙什么事
？But if you ask him, what are you so busy about?
那有的人是玩打电动玩具。
Some people say they're busy with video games.
有的人忙什么？忙死了是看连续剧。
Some are busy with TV shows.
那有的人是忙什么？忙着赌博。
Some are busy gambling.
所以说每个人一天24小时。
So everyone have 24 hours a day.
每个人都忙。
Everyone's busy.
但是每个人因着你忙的事情不一样，你的生命就不一样了。
But because we're all busy with different things, our lives will be totally different.
一个基督徒
，for a Christian，
很多人他以为不过就是得救了。
Some people think they just there's no it's just salvation. That's it.
就是为着将来可以有一天上天堂。
So that in the future we can go to heaven.
所以说他的信耶稣。
So for them to believe in Jesus.
真正在他生命里面唯一不同的事情就是礼拜天要记得要来教堂。
The only thing different in their lives is that every Sunday they have to remember to come to church.
他原来时间怎么花
And the rest of his times.
他原来他信主之前他怎么使用他的时间
Before he believed in Christ, how he spent his time.
和他信主以后怎么使用时间是一样的。
And the way he spent his time after receiving salvation is the same.
他对着人生，对着生命的价值，跟他信主以前是一样的。
His view towards life and the concept of life is all the same.
一个人说，你怎么判断一个人
？A person says, how can you judge someone?
从两件事情来判断。
Through two things you can tell a person.
第一个，从他的行事历
The first is through his
那个行事历是什么
calendar. Oh, calendar.
看他怎么花他的时间他的时间花在什么的上面
From how he spent his time
另外一个看他的支票簿
Look at his checkbook
一个看他的 calendar 一个看他的支票本
One look at his calendar The other looks at his checkbook
如果一个人他信主之前他怎么使用他时间使用他的金钱看他信主之后是一模一样的话。
If a person, the way he spent, well, he dates his calendar and spends his checkbook is the same as if he believed in the Lord after.
我们不知道他到底他所信的是什么。
Then we'll have doubts of what he believes in.
一个信主的人，他必须要知道他今天他跟以前不一样了。
For a believer, he must know he's different today than he was before.
今天我们每一个人在不同生命的阶段里头。
Today we're all going through different stages of our life.
我们有的是学生。
Some of us are students.
有的是做家庭主妇。
Some are homemakers.
有的是生意人。
Some are business persons.
有的是在公司里头做职员。
Some are employees in their company.
这是我们信主之前。
This is...our life before believing the Lord.
但是我们信主之后，你必须要改变你生活的优先顺序。
But after we believe in the Lord, we have to change our priority in our lives.
学生原来最重要，你的优先顺序，你应该花时间是在你的学习上面。
The number one priority of students was to study and get the best grade possible.
但是信主之后
，But after believing the Lord.
你还是要花时间在你的学习上面。
You still need to spend time in your academics.
但是你要必须知道你为什么而这样子学习。
But you have to realize why you are studying so hard.
这点很重要。
This is important.
当我们知道一个人被神拯救出来之后，神在我们身上有一个计划。
When we know that we as a person receive salvation from the Lord, the Lord has a plan for us.
他要让我们过一个跟以往不一样的生活。
He wants to lead us to live a life that's different than before.
你知道在圣经里头
You know in the Bible.
神将以色列人从埃及带领出来。
When the Lord took the Israelites out from Egypt.
神在他们身上有一个盼望的。
Lord has an hope, a desire. and his people.
我们读一下出埃及记十九章。
Let's read from the book of Exodus, chapter 19.
第三节到第六节。
Verse 3 to verse 6.
摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说：“你要这样告诉雅各家，晓谕以色列人说：我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵从我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民。”因为全地都是我的。第六节特别注意，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Okay, Exodus chapter 19 verse 3 to 6. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, This is what you are to say to the house of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt.And how I carry you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession, although the whole earth is mine. You will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites.
请我们再翻到新约彼得前书第二章第九节。
Let's flip then to the New Testament, 1 Peter.Chapter 6. Chapter 2.
Verse 9. 唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
If this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials and to... Oh. Okay, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
在神整个的计划当中，当以色列民从埃及出来的时候，神要在以色列民中要让他们做一个祭司的国度。
In God's entire plan, when he rescued his people out of Egypt, he wants his people to be a nation of priests.
那个意思是说，全以色列的老百姓，他们都是有祭司的职分。
That means the entire nation of Israel have the identity of priest.
什么是祭司
？What does it mean to be a priest?
祭司乃是在人的面前代表神。
Priest by definition is someone who brings other people before God.
Represents 把人的需要带到神的面前。
He brings the needs of men in front of God.
这是神召以色列人出来在他们身上有的盼望。
This is the hope of our Lord when he called out the Israelites from Egypt.
但是以色列人他们失败了。
But the Israelites have failed God.
他们造了金牛犊。
They made the golden calf.
他们成为金牛犊的祭司，他们不是耶和华神的祭司。
They became the priest of the golden calf instead of the priest of Jehovah.
所以说神让以色列人当中不能再做祭司。
So the Lord don't allow the Israelites to be priests anymore.
其中只有利未这一个支派，他们顺服了神的命令。后来他们只有在利未支派亚伦的家才能做祭司。
And then only the Levites can become priests. But even later on, only the Aaron's family of the Levites.
所以说在整个属灵在旧约里头看到你碰到神的事的时候，只有利未支派的人可以碰。
So in the entire Old Testament, only the Levites can serve our Lord.
但这不是神原来的心意。
But that wasn't our God's original intent.
所以说到了新约里头，他就立刻让我们看到，原来我们是被有君尊的祭司。
But in the New Testament, the Lord allowed us to see that we have the holy priesthood.
那个意思就是说，每一个蒙拯救的人，他都是君尊的祭司。
That means every one of us who have received salvation are the holy priest.
那是什么意思？
Exactly what does it mean?
那就是说，我们每一个人都在神的家中可以摸属灵的事。
That means every single one of us can govern spiritual things.
我们可以把神带到人的中间。
We can bring our God into people.
我们也把人的需要可以直接带到神的面前。
And then we can take the needs of man, bring it in front of God.
这是神在我们身上的盼望。
This is the desire of our Lord among us.
我在说, 这是每一个信主的人都有的。
Once again, this is every single one of us who believe in the Lord have this.
你知道今天我们很难啊。
But you know, it's so hard for us today.
我们今天不管在教会里头同工, 不管教会的长子, 你看, 常常要鼓励弟兄姐妹, 你们要来服侍, 你们要来服侍。
But oftentimes in a church and co-workers meeting, we have to encourage brothers and sisters to come to serve.
我们觉得人来服侍神真不容易啊。
We think it's so difficult for men to serve God.
弟兄姐妹好不容易答应来服侍了。
And it's such a huge burden for brothers and sisters to agree.
也觉得是给神一个面子。
And we think we're doing God a favor.
在圣经里头告诉我们呢。
But the Bible tells us,
是神看得起我们, 才让他来摸这个属灵的事啊。
It is God who look at us so highly to allow us to do a spiritual business.
以色列人, 如果你想要侍奉神, 如果你不是利未家, 你根本没有办法, 你不配。
For the Israelites, unless you are belong to the household of Levites, it's impossible for you to serve God.
神是有选择性的。
God, he have priorities.
今天神让我们每一个新约的信徒。
But the Lord allow us all these New Testament believers.
每一个人都能够参与侍奉神的事。
Every single one of us can participate in the service.
但是我们看教会的历史。
But looking through church history.
也实在是很悲哀。
It's really pitiful.
是神高举了我们, 让我们能够侍奉他。
The Lord himself lifted us up so that we can serve.
以色列人是因着他们的堕落, 他们拜偶像, 他们失去了那个
The Israelites lost this blessing because they worshiped the golden calf.
但是今天你看新约的教会,
but look at the New Testament churches nowadays.
教会今天也分成两等人。
Church also today is divided into two groups of people.
一等是所谓的圣职人员。
One group belongs to the holy co-workers? Clergy?
就是说教会里头 属灵的事是有一等人，这一等人是神特别选出来， 他们来负责就好了。
Is that the business of church is only these holy clerks can do the church business.
那另外一等人不做这些属灵的事的叫做什么呢？
And the other group who doesn't do all these church business,
叫做平信徒。
They are called the ordinary believers.
叫laymen。 最后这个贫啊，中国人叫贫信徒，后来就变成贫穷的贫了。
In Chinese, the layman is started as ordinary, but later it becomes poor.
这是我们人的作为啊，我们人的偷懒。This
is our human laziness.
我们觉得我们好像弟兄姐妹，好像雇主一样，我们奉献一点钱，找一些雇工来帮我们做这些属灵的事。
We brothers and sisters, we just do our donation, and other people will handle the rest.
这完全不符合圣经。
This is very unbiblical.
神的心意是要让他的百姓每一个都做祭司。
God's intent is for His people, every single one of them, to become priests.
每一个人都参与在侍奉神、敬拜神的事上。
Everyone can be involved in service and praising the Lord.
在他的家中。
In his household,
没有旁观者,
there's no bystanders.
今天我们在下午的聚会,
in our afternoon service,
每一个人都必须是参与者, 不是观众。
Everyone must be participants, not just bystanders.
我们每一个人都要摆上我们当敬的那一份。
Every single one of us have to offer up our part.
因为在这里的敬拜, 神是要我们每一个人参与。
Because in this kind of worship, God demands all our participation.
我们每一次开始前，我们有擘饼的聚会。
Every time before we start, we have the breaking the bread.
桌上摆了一张饼。
The table, we put the piece of bread on the table.
我们每一个礼拜这样子做。
We do this every week.
许多时候我们就疏忽了这个里头属灵的教导。
a lot of times we forget about the spiritual teaching behind this.
我们看一下哥林多前书第十章。
Let's read from 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章，我们念十六、十七节。
Let's read verse 16 and 17.
我们所祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼岂不是统领基督的身体吗？特别注意十七节，我们虽多仍是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
Verse 16. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we gave thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we...break a participation in the body of Christ. Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf.
当我们在这里看到那一张饼的时候，那是预表，这是基督的身体。
When we see that there's only one loaf, we see that that signifies the body of Christ.
只有一个饼，因为只有一个身体。
There's only one bread because there's only one body.
但是当我们擘开的时候呢
？But when we break it,
我们分送到每一位弟兄姐妹的时候
，is broken into the hands of many brothers.
每一位弟兄他领受了这一块饼
，when the brother and sister receive that bread,
仍旧是一个身体
，that's still one body.
他在这里说什么？我们人虽多
，what's he saying? Although we are many,
但是我们人是一个身体
，but we belong to the same body.
这个身体裂开之前是一张饼。
This body, this bread, before it's broken, it was one bread.
擘开以后，我们每一个人能够得到这个身体上来的供应。
When it's broken, every single one of us can receive the nutrients from the bread.
但是我们就成为身体的一部分。
But that's when we become that part of the body.
当我们合在一起的时候，只有一个身体。
But when we are united, we become one body.
这是一个新约里头。一个很大有关基督身体的教导。
This is a very important teaching in the New Testament.
我们再看一下一处的圣经，哥林多前书十二章讲得更清楚。
Let's flip to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们念哥林多前书十二章，我们从十一节开始念到二十七节，我们就练中文就好。
Okay, we're reading Chinese only. Verse 11 to 27.
这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。就如身子是一个，却有许多的肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子。基督也是这样。我们不拘是犹太人，是希利利人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。隐于一位圣灵，身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。设若脚说我不是手，所以不属乎身子，他不能因此就不属乎身子。若说耳说我不是眼，所以不属乎身子，他也不能因此就不属乎身子。若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？但如今神随自己的意思把肢体俱安排在身子上了，若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。眼不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的，更是不可少的。身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给他加上体面；不俊美的，越发得着俊美。我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神配搭着身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺欠的肢体，免得身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体了。就是这里讲得非常非常的清楚。
So this passage makes it very clear.
我们每一个人都是这个肢身子上面的一个肢体。
Every single one of us belongs to one part of this body.
只有当我们联合在一起的时候，身子才显明出来。
It's only when we are united together, this body, becomes strong.
当这个身子它要强壮的话，每一个肢体都要尽上它的功用。
If this body needs to be stronger, every part of his member needs to function.
身子上没有一个肢体是没有功用的。
There's not one part of our body that's useless.
但是每一个肢体因着圣灵随他自己的意思。
But every member, according to the meaning of the Holy Spirit,
分赐给不同的恩赐
will be given different gifts.
也放在不同的位置上。
And will be presenting different positions.
只有一个目的
only for one goal,
就是要让身子被彰显出来。
Is that so that the body may be glorified?
所以说在身子上的每一个肢体都是重要的。
So every single part of our body is important.
我不知道弟兄姐妹，你有没有掌握住这一个重点？
I don't know if brothers and sisters see the importance.
那个意思就是说，你一个做肢体的，如果你不尽上你的功用，这个身体就会出问题。
So the important part is, if one member fail to do his or her task, this body will have problem.
许多时候，我们只愿意参加聚会。
A lot of times we only want to go into the service.
我们不愿意再往前走一步。
But we don't want to take the extra step.
但是当我们没有尽上我们做肢体的功用的时候
，But if we fail to do the part of our job.
你就会发现身体绝对不健康。
You realize the body becomes unhealthy.
你知道一架飞机啊
？You know for airplane.
一架飞机有好几十万个零件组成的，对不对
？There are tens and thousands of parts.
你知道飞机跟汽车不一样啊
？You know airplane is quite different than a car.
飞机一出事就是大事啊。
For anything that happened to airplane is catastrophic.
所以说一个飞机制造厂商，他这么多的零件，它不能随便厂商来提供的。
So the aircraft parts manufacturer, they can't just take parts from anywhere.
它必须每一个提供这个零件的厂商，它要去检验，去要 make sure 这个厂商是合格的。
So every component that needs to go into the airplane needs to be qualified.
因为它有一个目的，因为这些零件是将来跟它飞机能不能在天上飞有极大的关系。
Because that part will have direct connections to whether or not this airplane can fly in air.
你有没有坐过飞机坐在靠窗子的这个位置上
？Have you sat in a window seat on the airplane?
如果有一次你坐飞机坐在靠窗子的这个位置上，结果你发现飞机上一直在掉东西。
If you realize that parts are falling off of this airplane,
哎，你会怎么想
？How would you feel?
你会想，哇，真不错啊！这个飞机原来太重了嘛，对不对？飞得这么慢，现在的话，也许要飞16个小时到台北的，现在只要飞14个小时，因为飞机轻了。
So would you be glad because the airplane is shedding weight so that it actually can become faster?
还是你会非常紧张
？Or would you be nervous?
我们坐飞机，我们会有种感觉，因为我们觉得飞机上的每一个零件都有它在那里的目的。
We have this kind of feeling in the airplane because we all realize every part in the airplane has its function.
但是我们在坐在教会里面，在基督的身体里面，我们却觉得无所谓。
But as we sit here in church, as the body of Christ, in the body of Christ, we don't think this is important.
一个飞机，如果你看到引擎，或者以前比较明显的是螺旋桨飞机，你一看到螺旋桨不再转了。
For the airplane, if you see the propeller stop spinning,
你会怎么样？你会做继续装作没看到
？Are you still going to sit there and pretend nothing's happening?
还是你立刻会做一些动作
？Or are you going to take action?
会告诉机长，告诉空服小姐
？You're probably going to tell the pilot or the attendant.
是不是？但是我们今天对着我们同坐肢体的弟兄姐妹，我们什么态度呢
？But today.To our brothers and sisters, what is our attitude?
我们看到一个弟兄，他没有尽上功用，我们觉得怎么样？我们觉得很严重，还是我们觉得那是他家的事
？When we see a brother or sister that have failed to do their task, how do we think? Do we feel that this has got nothing to do with me?
弟兄姐妹 我们都是在一个身子上面。
Brother and sister, we all belong to the same body.
在旧约里头，圣经一直强调一个观念。
In the Old Testament, the Bible emphasizes.
当以色列人他只要有一个人，他做了不讨神喜悦的时候，神是降怒于全以色列人。
For when one person does something that the Lord displeases, the Lord will punish the entire nation.
亚干他拿了当灭的物。
Aaron took something he.
亚当亚干。
Oh, oh, Adam.
亚干。
Achan did something he wasn't supposed to take. Took something he wasn't supposed to take.
神耶和华的怒气就向以色列发怒。
The wrath of God is shown towards the entire
nation. 有时候我们读到那里，我们都傻眼了。那不是他拿的吗？为什么全以色列都要接受神的审判？
A lot of us are puzzled when we read that part because isn't that his fault, not the rest of the Israelites?
神看以色列每一个人都是一个肢体。
God sees Israelites as one body.
今天一个人他手受伤的时候，他只会说我身体不健康。
When a person, if his arm is hurt, he'll say, my body is not well.
是不是？因为你是肢体，就代表了你的这一个身子。
Because a member of that part represents your body.
今天弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人是在这个身子上，我们做肢体。
Today, brothers and sisters, we all belong to the part of our body, this body.
每一个弟兄姐妹，我们都在这个身体上，我们都有份。
Every single one of us have our responsibilities in this body.
我们每一个人要尽上我们的功用。
We all have to do our role.
你知道今天在教会里头，很多的人他不愿意这样子。
You know, today in church, a lot of people are unwilling to serve.
你知道为什么？
Why is that?
有几个可能。
There's a few possibilities.
一个是我们教导不够。
One is our teaching may not be enough.
我们以为神救我们是一个一个救。
Sometimes we think God saves us one by one.
我们也鼓励弟兄姐妹常常有属灵的追求。
We also encourage brothers and sisters to have spiritual thirst.
我们以为这就够了。
We think this is enough.
这不够。
It's not quite enough.
神要把我们每一个一个救回来，就像那个所罗门盖圣殿一样，把那个石头一块一块的拿回来。
Just like when Solomon built his temple, he wants to take that stone one by one.
但是这个石头拿回来之后要怎么办呢？
But what happens after we retrieve the stone one by one?
神不是要叫所罗门把这个石头变成一个艺术品。
God didn't want Solomon to turn those stones into an artwork.
神要用这个石头成为建筑圣殿的材料。
But God wants to take those stones into construction material.
你知道什么叫做把石头变成艺术品吗？
What does it mean to turn stones into art?
就是一个人他非常的属灵，他自己天天跟神有亲近。
Is when a person is so spiritual and holy that he has devotions with our Lord daily.
他最后成为一个艺术品。
At the end, he became a modern artwork.
艺术品是做什么用的？
What good is art?
艺术品是建材的材料吗？
Can art be used as construction material?
艺术品是拿来给人看的。
Art is something is for people to see.
建材是什么？
But how about construction?
建材乃是一块石头摞在另一块石头的上面。
But for construction is for one stone to be built on top of another.
神要的是建筑圣殿的材料。
God wants.Construction material for the temple.
许多时候我们自以为我们很属灵，我们很追求。
A lot of times we think we are so spiritual, we are so thirsty.
我们在追求自己成为那个艺术品。
But we are actually thirsty for ourselves to become an artwork.
神要建造灵工。
But God wants to make construction materials.
神要在肢体上面建造他的教会。
God wants to build His church through us, through His people.
弟兄姐妹，这是很严肃的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is something very important.
一方面，有的人对着真理不认识不清。
Sometimes people are not familiar with the truth.
但是有一些人，他对着真理又很清楚的看到。
But others, they know the truth.
但是他们因着石头多在一块另外石头上面的时候不舒服。
But because another stone is on top of him, he's uncomfortable.
原来建材摆在矿空旷的地方时是一块。
Before the stone is sitting in the quarry by himself.
自由自在，多逍遥。
Very free.
后来发现怎么旁边来了一块。
Then later he realized, wait a minute, why is there another stone next to me?
哎，旁边来了还不打紧，怎么上头还有一块啊？
Okay, not just so, but there's another stone above me.
受伤了。
He got crushed.
很多人不再参与服事。
A lot of people don't want to participate in service anymore.
不再过肢体的生活。
They don't want to live the life with others.
为什么？因为受伤了。
Because they have been hurt.
因为被其他的石头碰到了。
Because they have been hurt by other stone.
神怜悯我们。
God have mercy on us.
当我们与弟兄姐妹越常在一起配搭的时候，
The more we serve with other brothers and sisters，
你就会发现越容易带来伤害。
The more hurt we're experienced，
你知道在我们的身体上就是如此。
You know in your body same thing happens。
舌头常常是被你手指头掐破，还是被你牙齿咬到
？Is your tongue more hurt by your teeth or your hand？
你想想这个问题。
Think about this question.
在科尼聚会的弟兄姐妹很少得罪我。
The brothers and sisters in Kearney, they rarely hurt us.
在我们当弟兄姐妹，常常有人得罪我。
But the brothers and sisters with us, they often
我得罪你们。
We hurt each other.
是不是？因为我们一直在一起，两块石头因为磨得不够平，所以说就在那里有摩擦。
Because we are two stones put together, so there's often friction.
摩擦是难免的。
Friction is inevitable.
在这里说，我们一定每一个肢体都要在身子上尽上我们的功用。
The Bible tells it very clear. Every single member needs to perform its function.
另外一个，他也讲到说，你不能说我是神把我安排做眼睛的这个 position 上。
But also another thing is, you can't say the Lord had told me to be the eye.
神把我们当作做眼睛，我们的责任就是看。
If your job is to be the eyes, your job is to see.
如果你不愿意做，你就可以把眼睛闭起来。
But if you don't want to do this, you can close your eyes.
身体还是身体。
Your body is still the body.
因为身体还有另外一只眼睛。
Your body have another eye.
甚至好像没有受到影响。
As if your body is uninfected.
虽然你没有尽上功用。
Although you haven't done your job.
但是你却会发现。当你这一只眼睛常常不用的时候，这只眼睛就逐渐退化。
But if you realize, if you don't use your eyes often, your eyes will degenerate.
神借着圣灵把恩赐给我们每一位。
God through the Holy Spirit have given every single one of us gifts.
每一个都有。
Every single one of us have.
神也把我们放在身子上不同的部分。
God have placed us in different members of this body.
当你不用的时候
，If you stop using it，
不但你自己受亏损
，Not only do you get damaged，
因为圣经上说，多给的还要再加给他。
Because the Bible says those who are given more will be added upon。
那没有的，把他所有的还要拿过来，因为他不用。
But those who doesn't want to use his gifts will be his gifts will be taken away。
不但自己受亏损。身子也受亏损。
Not only is that individual hurt, but the whole body will be hurt as well.
所以说，一方面我们看到肢体，不管你是在什么位置上，不管你是担当什么功用，你应当尽上你的功用。
So in our entire body, no matter what you're doing or no matter where are you, you have to do your job.
但是他这里又讲了一件事，他说若身子上都是一个肢体的话，这也不叫身子。
But here we emphasize another thing. If their whole body is made out of one member, this is not called a body anymore.
而这个怎么会造成？
Well, how can this happen?
今天怎么在教会你都会造成这样的事？
Why would this kind of things happen?
就是全身都是眼睛。
It's like this, the entire body are filled with eyes.
比较少，全身都是嘴巴。
That filled with eyes is rare, but the whole body is filled with mouth. That's more.
因为有许多的肢体，他们不摆上。
Because lots of members, they don't want to offer up.
少数的肢体被高抬，被高抬。
A few members are lifted up.
最后只看到一个肢体。
But at the end, they only see one body.
看不到身子。
one member.
看不到身体,
but without the body.
这是他上面讲的,
this is what Paul is
describing here.
One member is not one body.
在这里头他讲到一件事情, 肢体肢体之间怎么样相处, 怎么配搭?
Here we see how can the body work with each other.
我们要必须学习彼此相顾。
But we have to learn the lesson of caring for each other.
有软弱的,
those who are weak.
有不俊美的,
there are ugly ones.
那些强壮的, 要帮助那些软弱的。
But the strong have to help out the needy.
而那些不俊美的, 要额外加添美丽给他们。
Those unpresentable need to be treated with special modesty.
在这里只有一个目的,
in here, there's only one goal.
就是鼓励让每一个肢体都愿意付上他自己的功用,
which is to encourage every single member to do his or her function.
每一个功用都重要,
every single function is important.
我们再举到例子, 回到飞机这件事情上,
let's go back to the airplane example.
飞机常常当我们坐一架飞机起飞的时候, 发现引擎不转的时候, 飞机立刻下降, 对不对? 因为太重要, 引擎太重要了。
When we realize if the airplane is taking off and the pilot realizes the engine is not working, then immediately the airplane is grounded because the engine is so important.
但是我问你, 如果飞机上所有的厕所都不work了,
if all the bathroom in this airplane fail to function,
这个驾驶他也不敢起飞啊,
this pilot won't take off as well.
这是一个极端的对比。 一个讲到我们说很不重要,一个很重要,但是都很重要。
This is a very extreme contrast because one we think is important, one we don't think, but the truth is they're both important.
神今天也是,每一个肢体都是经过重生的。
God today is also just like this. Every member has received salvation.
因为这就是像那个每一个厂商提供的零件都是经过检验合格的。
It's like the airplane example. Every part has been qualified by different manufacturers.
他的身体, 所有的肢体都是重生得救的。
His body, every single member has received salvation.
所以说你看到这没有? 整个的肢体都摆上功用的时候, 你这个身体它一定是健康的。
So if you see the picture, if every member performs its function, this body will be healthy.
如果大部分的肢体都没有尽上功用,
but if the majority of the members doesn't do what he's supposed to do,
我只能说这个身子也许还是活的,
I can say this body may still be alive,
但他许多功用他没办法尽到,
but there are many functions he cannot do.
他也许可以走,
he may be able to walk.
走一走他就气喘,
he may be walking a few steps and then asthma takes over.
因为身上太多的器官都在罢工,
because there are so many members not wanting to do his job.
所以说你看到没有? 今天神把我们在身体里面就是要建造基督的身体。
You know, God today wants to build up the body of Christ with us.
我们每一个都是祭司,
we're all holy priests.
我们每一个也在身子上做肢体。
And we're all parts of this body.
神也借着圣灵每一个人都有恩赐,
and through the Holy Spirit, God has given us gifts to every single one of us.
而神巴不得我们在身体里头都尽上我们的功用,
and God really hopes that every single one of us can perform our duty.
我下午的信息就到这里,
my afternoon message will cease here.
但是呢, 我想我这个信息讲出去以后, 你们印象不深刻,
but I'm pretty sure this my message won't give you a too hard of impression. Because our afternoon service has one difficulty. We have afternoon service syndrome.
那是什么呢? 昏昏欲睡。
That is, we are often half asleep.
但是你看圣经哦, 里头很有意思啊。
If you look at the Bible, it's very interesting.
圣经里头它一直要跟我们有一个观念。
But the Bible wants to give us a concept.
这个观念就是说, 我们有一天, 我们今天的伪造, 都是为着那个将来的。
But this concept is everything we do today is for the future.
我们今天在地上的一切, 都是为着那个将来永恒的。
Everything that we do here on earth is for that future. the everlasting future.
神要解释给我们那个看不见那个属灵的世界，我们没办法明白。
God wants to explain us to the future that we cannot see, but we cannot understand.
所以说圣经里头都是举着用在地上的，在物质世界里头，我们可以看见、可以摸着的，来比喻那个天上的事。
So the examples the Bible show us, you often utilizes the things here on earth we can see or we can imagine.
所以说你读圣经的时候，你把握这个原则。
So when you read the Bible, you have to take hold of this concept.
那主耶稣他自己来到地上。
But when Jesus Christ came here to earth,
他常常用着他身边所发生的事情，带入一个非常深的属灵上的真理。
He often uses the things that happen around him to bring people to a very deep spiritual truth.
但是所有这些比喻的事，
But all these examples,
你都必须要知道，
You have to know.
都没有办法完全表征那个属灵属天的事物。
Cannot completely comprehend that spiritual realm.
因为所有的比喻都受到限制。
Because all the examples are limited.
好，所以说当如果我们在看到这些比喻，特别是用地上或者我们所熟知的这些事情做比喻的时候，你必须要掌握它到底它的重点在哪里。
Therefore, when we see all these examples based on our earthly experience, you have to try to grasp what's the focal point of these examples.
那我刚才前面讲的信息，我下面要用一个比喻来加深你们的印象。
But the message I shared, I want to use an example to give you guys a deeper impression.
但是我再强调，比喻它不能完全包含所有的真理。
But let me emphasize, examples cannot fully cover the depth of the spiritual realm.
你必须要把握真理，你必须要把握那个重点。
But you have to try to grasp the main point.
那我下面要用什么比喻呢？我要用一个讲打篮球的比喻来比喻身体的配搭，肢体的配搭。
So the example I want to use is the example of basketball.
为什么要用篮球呢？因为现在大概每个人稍微都懂一点什么叫做打篮球了。
Why do I want to use basketball? Because basketball is something I believe most of us understand now.
我从小就最喜欢的运动就是打篮球。
My favorite sport, even when I was a kid, is basketball.
你知道，篮球跟高尔夫球跟许多的球类不太一样。
You know,Basketball is quite different than other sports like golf.
或者是打网球都不太一样。
Or even tennis is very different.
因为它是属于一个叫做团队的运动。
Because basketball belongs to something you call a team sport.
团队的运动就是说这一个球队它要不要能赢球是在乎不是这一某几个人特别厉害，乃是这一个团队它配搭好不好。
The important part about a team sport is that.The individuals cannot perform as well as if the group work together.
我举个例子。
Example.
林书豪他们纽约的尼克队。
Jeremy Lin is in New York Knicks.
他们前一个礼拜去华盛顿打。
Last week they went to Washington.
他们赢了。
They won.
但是你知道他的对手是谁吗？
But you know who is their opponent?
是谁？John Wall. 谁是 John Wall?
So who exactly is John Wall?
那个人那一天晚上得了多少分？比林书豪多还是比林书豪少？
How many points did he score that night? Is it more or less than Jeremy?
多。
So he scored more than Jeremy.
他应该比林书豪得的分数多。为什么？
So he got more points than Jeremy.
因为他是2010年选秀里头的状元。
Because he's the most number one player in 2010.
不是选秀。
Oh, number one draft.
所以说他就着个人技术来讲的话，林书豪比不上他。
So in terms of individual skill, Jeremy Lin cannot compare to John.
但是在这里头我们讲到一个篮球它是一个什么团队的运动。
But here we say basketball is a team sport.
纽约尼克队。
New York Knicks.
在林书豪被重用之前。
Before Jeremy Lin got...No.
战绩简直是一塌糊涂。
Their score is pathetic.
那是不是说纽约尼克队没有好球员呢？
Is it saying the New York Knicks didn't have any good players?
是不是？
Is it?
错。 他们有两位非常好的球员。
They have two very good players.
但球队为什么输呢？
But why do they keep on losing?
因为他们所有在团球员之间没有好的配搭。
Because within players, there's no good coordination.
今天我们也是一样，在身体里头、肢体里头某一个特别强，但他跟其他肢体没有配搭，不能够造就其他肢体的话，有什么用？
Today we have the same problem. There may be one or two members in our church that's extremely well, but they don't coordinate with other people.
你知道我们在身体里头。
You know, in our body.
圣经说我们必须每一个肢体是连于元首。
That every single member has to be connected with the source.
我们是借着圣灵连于基督。
And that through the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, we're connected with Christ.
而让基督他的旨意能够通行在全身。
And that so that the will of Christ can be done through in the body.
而在一个球队里头。
Same in a basketball team.
谁是头？
Who is the head?
谁是头
？Who is the head？
啊，教练，教练
，The coach is the head。
教练是最主要的
，The coach is the important part。
但是尼克对他教练有这样子的打法
，But in New York Knicks, the coach have this plan。
但是下面的肢体没办法配合
，But the players cannot coordinate。
那个意思就是说他想这样子的进攻但是球员他没办法进达到教练所要求的。
That means the offense, the players wants to play in such a way that is different than the coach.
两种可能。
Two possibilities.
一个球员太独太自私。
One is the players may be too selfish.
因为他只想到他自己得分他只想到他将来能够拿到更好的薪资。
Because he just wants to get more points so that he can get a better raise next year.
他才不管教练说传球传球打什么法打什么法他不 care.
He's not going to try to pass the ball as the coach wanted him to.
这是有一种
It's one possibility.
那另外一种就是什么这个球员他心有余力不足
Another possibility is this player he may want to but he's unable.
他一上场他的眼睛就只看到他前面这个球他看不到整场的 动态。
When he plays on the field, he can only see the ball in front of him. He cannot see the rest of the field.
他没办法打团队嘛。
He cannot play with the rest of his team.
那今天我们在肢体里头也是这样子。
Once again, in the body, we have the same problem.
我们是在肢体当中是要让这个肢体突出然后最大然后那个就叫做畸形。
In today, if we want to promote ourselves or want to make individual members well known, this will just look weird.
你知道今天有许多运动员，他们因为某一方面一直在运动，所以说他们身体都跟其他人不太一样。
You know, today in athletes, because they focus on certain parts of their body, so their body looks different than ordinary.
神要的身体是一个平衡的。
God wants a very average human being.
但是有的时候我们确实是对着神的心意我们发现我实在是做不到
But today a lot of times towards God's will we say to ourselves I cannot do it
有那怎么办
So what can you do
在神面前操练
You can exercise in front of God
另外一个可能性就是你还不清楚圣灵实在要把你放在的那个 position 上
Or sometimes you're not sureWhat position the Holy Spirit wants to place you in?
不要觉得有挫折。
Don't feel like you have been wrong.
只有当我们在尝试到不同的角色的时候
It's only when we experience different roles.
我们才会发现原来我们在身体上所扮演的角色是什么。
Then can you discover what character
you want? 所以说第一个你就必须看到在这个球队里头它是一个团队。
So first you have to see that in this basketball team is a team.
在身体里头不是肢体重要乃是身体重要
That in this body is not the individual members important It's the body that's important
第二个
Next point
你必须要在肢体上配搭的时候你常常把赞美你的伙伴
And next is in this body or in a team you have to often praiseYour teammates.
你看看林书豪他每一次赛后他接受访问。
If you look at Jeremy Lin, a lot of times after the game, when he, the reporters come to him,
记者都说他好棒。
All the reporters will praise him.
他常讲的是什么?
But what does he say often?
我那个同伴,他好棒。我另外一个同伴,他好棒。
He'll often say, hey, my buddy here or my buddy there, they are the good ones.
以前我们都看球都觉得那个 Chandler就是那个中锋啊,他不怎么样嘛。
Before we all think Chandler, he's nothing, the center.
但是你会发现,哎呦,跟林书豪一配,好棒。
But then you realize, then you discover when he's teamed up with Jeremy Lin, he's all of a sudden great.
其实这些人还是他之前的这些球员啊。
But all these players, they're the same player as from before.
这些球员,当林书豪说他们真的很棒的时候,
But when Jeremy Lin says they are really great,
我要问你一个问题。
Let me ask you something.
其实这些球员是不是真的都是这么好?
Are all these players really that great?
他们在某一场球赛里头是不是也是常常有失误?
Do they often have mistakes?
林书豪知不知道?
Does Jeremy know?
也许他传了一个很好的球给他,但他没射进。
But maybe Jeremy will pass a really good pass to them, but they fail to execute it.
但是在肢体的配搭当中,
But in the coordination of the body,
林书豪他所看到的,
What Jeremy sees,
是其他同工的优点。
Is see the good part, good points of other co-workers.
这不是谄媚啊。
This is not just flattering.
这乃是让每一个肢体知道他尽到他的功用。
This is to let other bodies members know they have done their job.
尼克队变成一个不一样的团队。
All of a sudden, New York Knicks is a different team now.
我们每一个人,我们都相信,每一个人,每一个弟兄姐妹身上,他都有缺点。
We all believe that every single brother and sisters have their shortcomings.
你不跟他同工,你也许还真不知道。
If you don't co-work with them, you'll never know.
你一跟他同工,你才发现,哇,能同工吗?
But once you start co-working them with them, then you doubt, is it even possible to work with
them? 林书豪不能决定谁上场啊。
Jeremy Lin cannot determine who plays.
那个迪安东尼说,你上,他就上了。
And the coach says, you come over here, then he'll play.
对不对? 所以说他不能决定他的同伴啊。So
he cannot determine who his player co-workers are.
教练决定。
That's determined by the coach.
但是他不是看这个同伴的软弱。
But he doesn't see the short weaknesses of his players, teammates.
他是看这个同伴身上有什么优点。
He sees the strength of his teammates.
你们要肢体彼此相顾。
You have to care for each other.
什么意思? 那乃是建造肢体。
What does it mean? It means to edify the body.
让肢体他愿意下一次他更愿意摆上更多。
So that member is willing to offer up more.
同工所做的事,一个礼拜,一个月,两个月就过去了。
The things done by coworkers, a week or a month, it will be over.
很多的事情做过了,早都忘记了。
A lot of things we will forget after we do them.
但是人的被建造, 人的被,
But the edifying of a person,
带到永恒,
that has eternal value.
今天我们要看,我们要的是什么? 我们是要把事情做完吗?
Today we have to see, are we trying to finish the task?
我们是还要让弟兄姐妹得以被建造。
Or are we trying to edify other brothers and sisters?
所以说他看到他同伴的优点。
So he's able to see the strength of his teammates.
另外一个,他把赞美归给神。
But another important part is he gives the praise to God.
今天我们常常讲说,在顺境,在发达的时候,容易赞美神。
Often we say, when times are well, it's easy for us to praise God.
但是一个人他能够到达发达的地方的时候,一定是从下面起来的。
But for a person to arrive at a good time, he must start from a low place.
我们必须要在逆境当中的时候,我们还学习感谢赞美神。
We have to learn to praise God even when the circumstances are not.
我们总是在喜乐的心情当中来做这些侍奉。
We have to serve in a joyful mindset.
有人说,一个不甘心的顺服就是不顺服。
Sometimes some people say an unwilling obedience is disobedience.
就是说如果你在侍奉当中满了抱怨的时候,其实是没侍奉。
So even so, when you are serving, but with a heart full of regrets or unhappy, grievous,
只有你头满了感恩，不配，满了赞美的时候，这个侍奉算得侍奉。
But if you serve with a humble heart, then that service is a true service.
有两个人站在你砌墙，就是砌墙就是。
Oh, there are two people placing the mortar, trying to build up the wall.
有一个人经过,
a person passed by.
问其中一个工人说, 你在干什么啊?
He asked one of the workers, asking him, hey, what are you doing?
这个工人看看他说, 你想我在干什么?这么大太阳天,我浪当是做牛做马,养家糊口嘛。
One person said, "Well, in this heat, I'm trying to earn my income to feed my family."
这一个人就问另外一个工人, "Hey, 老兄, 你在干什么?"
But this passerby, he asked the other construction worker, "Say, hey, what are you doing?"
哦，这个人抬头看着他, "哦，我在做一件大事啊."
This person said, "I'm doing a great thing."
你看到那个后面的那个。 那个蓝图吗? 你看到后面那个蓝图没有? 他问这个人。
He asked, hey, can you see the blueprint behind me?
你看, 这是一个大教堂。
This, he said, this is a big, great church.
我正在为神建造这所殿。
He says, I'm building this temple for God.
我真巴不得赶快把这个殿宇建造起来。
I wish this temple can be built as soon as possible.
两个人都是在烈日下在那里砌墙。
Two of the same person doing the same thing in the same heat.
你觉得哪一个人在侍奉?
Who do you think is serving?
再来, 我们再从林书豪的身上, 当我们面对失败的时候,
Again, let's go back to Jeremy Lin. When we face failure,
他把责任都说是他的错。
He alone takes all the responsibility.
今天我们在与肢体配搭的时候,
Today, when we are working with other members,
总有一些是真的是软弱的,
obviously, there are some members that are really weak.
整个事工搞砸了,
and they'll mess up the entire service.
不管今天我们在哪一个侍奉的这个小组里头,
No matter which small group we are serving in today,
总是有做领袖的,
There's always the leaders.
一个懂得造就弟兄姐妹的,
A person who knows edify brothers and sisters.
他不但能够赞美他的同伴,
Not only does he know how to praise his teammates,
当事情搞砸的时候,
but when troubles come,
他摊起来,
he knows how to bear the burden and responsibility.
这是我们如何在肢体当中我们学习配搭。
This is how we co-work among the body.
因为所有肢体都摆上这样的功用的时候, 只有为了一个目的。
Because when every member does his function for the one goal,
那是为了身子。
And that goal is for the body.
我们看以弗所书4章15到16节。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4.
4章15到16节
Chapter 4
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他连络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。 以弗所书4章15-16节 Chapter 4
oh. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15 and 16 Instead of speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
是神抬举我们。
It is God who lifts us up.
让我们能够在他的家里,
so that we can become priests in his household.
我们在他的身体里面,
in his body.
我们每一个人都做肢体,
We're all members.
只有我们尽上我们肢体的本分的时候
Only until we do, we perform the job of the member.
基督的身体才得以被建立
Can the body of Christ be edified?
他的见证才能够被彰显出来
So that his testimony may be revealed.
神得到荣耀
God receive the glory.
我们祷告
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Jesus Christ, we thank and praise you.
主，我们本来都是不配的。
Lord, originally we are unworthy.
我们都是在你名以外的人。
We all doesn't belong to your name.
但是你却愿意拣选我们。
But you are willing to choose us.
让我们今天成了君尊的祭司。
So that today we are the holy priesthood.
我们求主你来帮助我们。
How we pray that you may help us.
让我们实在是能够在你的家中尽上我们的职分。
So that we can perform our duty in your household.
你知道我们的软弱。
Oh Lord, you know our weaknesses.
我们真是巴不得求助你帮助我们。
Oh Lord, how we pray that you may help us.
让我们每一个人常常连于元首基督。
So that we can often be connected with the head that is Christ.
只有当我们从你那里得到领受的时候。
Only when we receive guidance from you.
我们才能够在自己的本分上尽到我们的职分。
Can we function in our role?
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们求主你祝福每一位弟兄姐妹。
We pray that you may bless every single brother and sisters.
那我们在奔跑前面道路的时候
So as we face the road ahead of us,
我们能够互相体贴照顾。
So that we can care each other.
因为我们每一个都是肢体。
Because we are, every single one of us are members.
一个肢体跌倒
When one member trips and falls,
我们都焦急
we all become worried.
一个肢体得荣得喜乐
When one member is joyful,
我们一同享乐
we rejoice with them.
因为我们是基督的身子
because we are the body of Christ.
主，我们谢谢你
Lord, we thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们谢谢志明弟兄带来的信息。
Thank the speaker for his message.
我们介绍新朋友。
Let's introduce newcomers.
假如说你是第一次来到我们中间，请你站起来，介绍你自己，让我们能够欢迎你。